Contributions to the Henry Ford Community College Theater Program enable students and faculty to continue promoting HFCC's artistic standards. By becoming a member of the Friends of HFCC Theater, you are allowing the theater program to prosper through establishing a scholarship fund, improving costume and scene shop facilities, and enabling the continuation of musical theater productions. For more information on becoming a Friend of HFCC Theater, call 313-845-6478.
Hello, I'm Laura Rousset, Operations Manager of WHFR and high school and college radio DJ since 1989. College radio and high school radio has been important to me because it's given me an opportunity to be on the air and also has opened up a world of music and musical artists that I probably would never have discovered on my own. So I thank college radio for giving me the opportunity to be a broadcaster and also the opportunity to love, enjoy, and appreciate music little heard elsewhere on the radio dial.
The first ever College Radio Day is coming October 11th, and you don't want to miss this.
Not enough people know about it, and if other people knew about it, maybe they would become passionate about radio too and want to do it.
It's time to raise awareness of the college and high school radio stations across North America.
They hear College Radio Day, they go, oh, you know what, I'm going to check out a college radio station.
It's time to start tuning in and fighting back against the corporate takeover of radio.
It's one of the most creative and free forms of media left in America.
It's purely for art.
It's time to support creative programming and truly independent content and music you can't find anywhere else.
It's time to start giving back to the stations that help break the bands you love.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. People need to have a chance, a fighting chance.
It's time we all come together.
It's time for College Radio Day.
It's a foot down to say, hey, we're here and we're not going away.
Join us on October 11th for the day when college and high school radio stations come together.
For more information, visit collegeradioday.com.
WHFR Dearborn. Hello, Dennis. Let's try this.
Hi, Lindsay.
There you are.
Oh, my.
It worked beautifully.
Hey,
happy College Radio Day.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I know we've talked about it for a while, probably for the last 2 years. I can't hear me.
You can't hear you?
No, just a little down there.
Well, then you would probably do.
Right. Now I'm feeling it.
Well, because, yeah, you control that. I control you,
all right.
I think.
Listen, 2 years ago today, I don't know if it's the exact day. I just know 2 years ago, we pitched an idea, a little over 2 years ago, we pitched an idea for a show, and we said, hey, you know what? We really, really want to talk about stuff at this college and how it relates to the outer community. Kind of like we kind of almost coined ourselves as ambassadors to the college because we felt like we knew a little bit more than like just the average person because we were doing the research. And now here it is 2 years later and they haven't told us to stop. Are you as surprised as me?
Yeah. No. Not surprised at all. I knew the day we started this would be going on for a long time.
Okay. Well,
many,
good.
Many more years.
You know
ago.
What? And I totally appreciate your optimism. Today is College Radio Day. Today is the 2 year anniversary for Campus Connection. Lindsay and Dennis doing this for 2 years. And we also in studio have someone that's been on our show before, but who I love talking to both for on the radio as well as for the newspaper, the Mirror News, and that is Rochelle Taylor, who is the athletic director for Henry Ford Community College. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm going to move this over for you. Is that okay?
Yes, and thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you sharing our anniversary in college
radio. Especially on your anniversary.
That's
this
right.
is very, very happy. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. And again, I want to recap for listeners. We talked to you, I think you said in April. I know it was in last spring. You have quite a bit of experience. I mean, you bring quite a bit to your current position. And by that, I mean, I know that you're from the Detroit area originally, but you went to college and had, you were on the running track in Texas.
Correct.
What college in Texas?
Texas El Paso, UTEP Miners.
Okay. And the three listeners that we have from that school, just I heard them scream. Anyway, and then from there, as far as your actually your professional life, you came right back to Michigan and were at the U of M campus in Ann Arbor. Isn't that right?
That's right. I started at University of Michigan for a year and a half, and then I had a chance to go to North Carolina and work at North Carolina A&T State, and both as assistant athletic director. So it was great.
That's a great experience. Mm-hmm. But then you made, in my opinion, what was a huge move, and you went and worked with the NCAA for 14 years.
Yeah, huge move. I moved to Kansas City and had a chance to learn about athletics from a more of a national view, and
right.
working with colleges and universities all over the country.
And that's a different perspective. I mean, I'm glad you bring that up. It's a completely different perspective, whereas when you're – I don't think working in a college itself is like being in a vacuum. I don't mean to say that. But when you're looking at the context of the whole country mm-hmm. collegiately, it had to be eye-opening.
It went from having, you know, you have your own student-athletes and coaches and team, rah, 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 to, you know, really, you're right, looking – it was more of a corporate view. Now you're looking at the business of intercollegiate athletics.
Right.
And then actually trying to make a difference or an impact on student-athletes nationally. So you have some that are small schools, large schools, all sports, but let's look at what really helps the student-athlete experience for all students. And so it's a totally you're right, it's a totally different way of looking at things.
Right, but and I'm for 14 years, I would think that you liked it a little bit.
I loved it, actually.
Okay.
I actually loved it, and I left to continue to work with the NCAA in a different capacity. They actually had a not-for-profit that ran programs for young people on college campuses across the country, and it was a great opportunity now to hone in and try to impact young people, their development in sport, but their development on the academic side also.
And that's prior to them, actually. They're up to 16-year-olds is what you're working
right,
with.
From 10 to 16. So it's a totally different, it's, you know, preparing young people to even think about one day being a student athlete. It wasn't really about trying to recruit and find that next great superstar. It was about let's let young people understand the value of sport and try to get as many young people across the country involved in sport programs. And while we have them there and they're playing basketball and football and lacrosse and field hockey, let's go ahead and make sure they understand the requirements academically, and let's help strengthen their math and science skills and their understanding of the role of education, preparing them for careers. Let's talk about nutrition and health. Let's give them medical exams. So it was a very comprehensive program. I was absolutely just honored to have a chance to work with 75,000 young people every summer.
You know, and that's a really good point. So often we hear of really, really, really strong programs, at least athletically, and not just college, high school as well, where the focus is almost completely on sports, and they kind of lose that academic. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, it was very common to hear that the joke was that all the student athletes took underwater basket weaving because mm-hmm. it was a class that they could mm-hmm. pass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so many people went into liberal arts type degrees with the perception that that would be an easier degree, mm-hmm. less work or whatever. But let's bring you from the nonprofit. I think you were there for how long? 4 years?
For 4 years.
4 years. Mm-hmm. And now you're back in the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm. Back home.
Back home. Mm-hmm. And you are the athletic director of, you know, it's funny because we're a community college, but we're so prominent on the national scene, are we not?
Oh, absolutely.
And, mm-hmm. I think, I mean, right now it starts and ends with our boys basketball team, mm-hmm. but we talked a little bit off the air. I was just at a volleyball match last week, the women's volleyball, mm-hmm. and These women don't know how to quit.
They will not quit.
It was amazing. They were at one point, I mean, they were down, and volleyball goes up to 25 points, mm-hmm. and it's best 3 of 5,
mm-hmm.
and in the match, and they were down in one game by almost 11. I think they were down by 11, and they came roaring back. You could tell where it turned. Now, they lost that particular game, but then, they came back and won that one, mm-hmm. and they almost won the whole match based on that momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, you're right. We have a young team this season, and so if you look at our win loss record, you'll see a lot of L's down there.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with volleyball is we score a lot of points. We have a lot of momentum, and the team is really just gelling and learning how to work together because we have so many freshmen. Only one player returned from last year's team, so our coach is really working with a brand new team, learning the system, learning the coaching style, and I have no doubt that we're going to be much even stronger last year because the team doesn't give up. You can't teach heart. We have a lot of girls out there with heart. And they're scoring, I think, Oakland Community College at one point, at least when we played them, they were ranked fourth in the nation. And we still scored 23 points on them in one game. You know, and that's amazing.
That's huge. And Coach Gray did say that. He said that Schoolcraft, OCC, and there was one other college, and I want to say St. Clair. I don't remember. But these, Lindsay, they're ranked in the country. Mm-hmm. This isn't like, well, they're the fourth best in the state out of community college. No, they're like fourth in the country, that encompasses a lot of schools.
Right, and to score against a team like that, you know, in a match like volleyball, it's easy to have, when you have teams that are nationally ranked, to have scores look like 25 to 3, and we're scoring 18 points, 21 points, 23 points.
All right, it's fascinating, but I'm not really that surprised, because the last 2 years we've been doing our show, the athletics department and HFCC has been going higher and higher and higher. Like, it's out there more and more and more.
Well, let's talk about that. Okay, well, you had said something regarding there was an exhibition or a scrimmage with the golf team. My question to you, and I should know this, I said, do we still have a golf team? Because it does take place in the spring, but they, like all the sports, I mean, they're already lining it up now.
Right.
The baseball team is already basically
baseball,
picked,
right? Softball, and golf, which are our three spring sports, are just as active this fall. So what they're doing is making sure that we have a chance to get our team selected earlier. Mm-hmm. So we've already had tryouts. We had great response from the student body coming out to even try out for our sport team. So that was great. And now they're going out and they're kind of scrimmaging other schools. So the coaches have a chance to really get to learn the players, see where their strengths and weaknesses are, what they need to work on during the fall. Unfortunately, golf, softball, and baseball, you know, they're going to go through the winter months, but still going to be working with those teams inside. So as soon as spring comes, they're going to be excited about going out. But we're already starting to do some scrimmages. And our golf team, I was just pleased to see the coach yesterday, and they actually shot a score that was better than they shot, you know, last year in the fall when we were actually competing.
So you're really optimistic.
I'm really optimistic. I can't wait for this 2011-2012 season.
Well, it's funny, Lindsay, I went to the volleyball game against Lorain County Community College out of Ohio. It was a non-conference game, but it counted. And who do I see behind the scorers table but Rochelle Taylor?
Oh, yeah. Anytime the Hawks are at home, you're going to see Rochelle Taylor at the scorers table. I don't miss any other action.
And I understand why after watching it. I mean, like you said, you can't teach heart. And these girls are running all over, diving for the ball. It was crazy. We've done well the last 3 years in basketball. Actually, it goes back a little further than that, but exceptionally well. And I might add, we do all this. It's not a big secret. We don't offer scholarships. That's something that this school does not do. Yet we still get people to come here. They buy into the program. Coach Mashour, Abe Mashour, has done a wonderful job with everyone. They've gone to the tournament 3 years in a row.
Right, I believe so.
Never been done without no team, no community college has ever gone to the tournament in March. A school that doesn't offer scholarships has never done that. So, I mean, we're doing some really kind of unique things here. How do you feel about both the women and men's basketball team moving forward?
Well, I'm really excited again. In fact, I just met with the student athletes for the men's and women's basketball team yesterday at 5 p.m. So it's my first chance to meet this year's team. Wanted to, you know, just make sure we're all on the same page and have a chance to meet the players and for them to meet me. Because when I came on last year, basketball season was just about over. So I didn't even have a chance to meet all the players.
That's right.
And I can tell you that it's a respectful group, a polite group, but an eager group. They were ready. In fact, they were leaving me to go straight to practice, and they knew they had to run and run and run, but, you know, they were getting there. I think that Coach Mashour and his staff are solid. We always count on good things from them. Coach Hardy, our women's coach, was new last year. We had a disappointing season, and already the players are telling me in the meeting yesterday, we can't wait to get out there, Ms. Taylor. We cannot wait to get out there. And so I'm excited about that. They're excited to be here. We have a whole new team, no players returning from last year. And I just think that they've got the commitment and the dedication, and we're really looking forward to representing Henry Ford this season.
You know, and you bring up another great point. Community college is an inherent challenge. At any college, there is. Mm-hmm. You're fortunate in a university, though. You could ideally have a player for 4 years,
right.
Maybe five if they're a redshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Community college, you're lucky for two and it's
right.
Really not that common, is it?
No, not at all. So to keep seeing new names on a roster, it's a challenge for the coaches, but it speaks to our coaching staff that they're able to, again, meet, work with these players, learn their style, see where their strengths and weaknesses are, build around that, and put a quality product out there on the floor.
They are, and the chemistry. I spoke with Coach Gray about it, and he said that the hardest thing is the chemistry. First of all, bringing the young people up to speed, because the college game is so much faster than what they're used to in high school, and then that's on an individual basis, and then to get them to work together as a cohesive unit, a team, is the second part of it, and then the third is to actually the whole time that the underlying theme is that they have to believe in themselves.
Right,
it's so important for to win. So we want to get people to come out there. I noticed after the volleyball match that the coach and the players, the student athletes, actually went out and thanked everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's important
cool.
too. But I think everybody appreciates that. We always need support from our fans, and we always want to make sure that we want them to know we really appreciate them coming out.
Yeah, I mean, it turned out to be a pretty good crowd. I know some of the people came up from Lorain County, Ohio, to watch their team, but for the most part, it was pretty darn loud when the Hawks made a good play when they scored points.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we need in the Hawks' house.
Well, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I do know that we can go right to the website under the hfcc.edu. We can go to student activities and intramural and sports athletics and intramural sports are on there, and there's a whole schedule as well as there's an entire a roster with the players. Thank you so much, Rochelle Taylor.
Thank you for letting me come back, and I hope I can come back again sometime.
Absolutely.
And always want to share with your listeners what's going on with the athletics department.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. Maybe we can get together in the spring and talk about the sports and maybe give a little preview and a recap of what happened.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. We will take a couple non-commercials. How would I word this better? We're going to take a short non-commercial break. Listen to whatever's playing, and you'll be right back with Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dana. Stay tuned.
Ford Community College. Thanks for listening to your favorite independent non-commercial radio station in Detroit, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We're happy to celebrate National College Radio Day. Today, Tuesday, October 11th, 2011. You know, we play music and share local information little heard elsewhere in Detroit radio. That's why we celebrate the independence and excitement of local radio, playing music that is new and different, equal to or better than the hits. We play more local artists, too, than any other Detroit station. National College Radio Day.
Radio was new. Radio, someone still loves you.
Web Advisor is a secure internet program that allows HFCC students and faculty to safely access their college-related information. Through Web Advisor, current students may register for classes, drop-in classes, pay for classes, retrieve grades, view and print schedules, get updates on financial aid info, check account balances. Log on to WebAdvisor at my.hfcc.edu or from the HFCC homepage at www.hfcc.edu.
WHFR
89.3
WHFR
Dearborn
WHFR
.FM
WHFR
making waves
89.3 WHFR on your FM dial.
Hello, I'm Laura Rousset, Operations Manager of WHFR and high school and college radio DJ since 1989. College radio and high school radio has been important to me because it's given me an opportunity to be on the air and also has opened up a world of music and musical artists that I probably would never have discovered on my own. So I thank College Radio for giving me the opportunity to be a broadcaster and also the opportunity to love, enjoy, and appreciate music little heard elsewhere on the radio dial.
All right, and we are back.
That's can putting me on me? The radio. I can
is
hear
that you. Okay? Because I can't hear me. I have new headphones.
Yeah,
next and time I have a little cold.
Work.
Well, you know what, Dennis?
We are
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. We are joined in studio. We just spoke to. I'm losing my.
You're losing
here.
Your connection there?
Yes, I'm fine.
See what happens?
We just had a wonderful conversation with Rochelle Taylor, and as she's walking out, we have the second planned guest for our hour, Rachel Christensen, is here. Rachel is, I call it spearheading, but you're really kind of coordinating more than anything else, this new program we have. It's HFCC's 21st Century Technical Communications Program.
A mouthful, huh?
It is, but it's also very relevant.
Yes, it's... Great. It's a great program. We're really excited about it.
Well, and if I may, the reason why I think it's so exciting is because this is kind of cutting edge stuff. Just the title, 21st Century Technical Communications. Would this be, okay, this is, okay, I'm going to try to word this right. Telecommunications in this college, in the sense of the context of the college, is basically the degree that Lindsay and I were going for, which would be radio, TV, media, and things like that. We're talking about something a little different here.
Yes.
When we talk about telecommunications, do you want to go into that?
Just to kind of clarify a little bit, there is a little difference from the typical telecommunications path that a student might be following when they think of radio or TV. Actually, this program was designed really to help those students or non-traditional students, perhaps even displaced auto workers, come back and finish a program. And basically, the telecommunications that we're speaking of here is installation mm-hmm. and working more with telecommunications as far as... I'm trying to think.
We used to call it telephony, which was basically, from what I understand about the program, there's the three different concentrations. One of them is infrastructure. So when something's being constructed, like our beautiful new Life Science Center, you would have somebody from this department go in there and kind of help work with the infrastructure.
Exactly.
And then if somebody goes in after the fact, that would be more installation.
Yeah, you know, someone would initially go into that facility and look at it from the standpoint of what the needs are and how they could best facilitate the needs of the students or the instructors. Then the installation people would go through and they would do more of the line, doing the routers and the signals throughout the building so that the media technology can work and do its job throughout the facility. So that's more, like you said, the installation. That infrastructure would also include then the repair of any of those systems as well in the building. So from that standpoint, it's more of an electronics or electrical even kind of a environment for a student.
And they outline the three here. The infrastructure concentration focuses on the expertise in infrastructure and installation project management. Mm-hmm. The technical concentration, I think you were just talking about, focuses on networking concepts, router and switch, and a lot of that probably has to do with Cisco, too, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Cisco-certified people.
Sure.
And then the third is the business concentration, which includes, I would think, customer service as well as sales and marketing.
Right, yeah, and exactly. You know, it's what you said, Dennis. It's broken into three different tracks, if you will.
Right.
So a student really has the opportunity to, you know, look at this program from the standpoint of what they feel most comfortable, because a lot of these classes can kind of overlap and they can kind of be carried over into a different area of the program. For instance, each of the students would complete the required courses, the core courses. So those 15 credit hours are going to be taken by a student regardless of which track that they want to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So they would start initially with completing those 15 credit hours, and then not necessarily all at once, but those are the main credits that they would be taking in addition to choosing from one of the other three concentrations. So like you said, the infrastructure is more or less the installation, the project management, and then the business. I mean, there's so many different opportunities for someone who wants to follow that business track. They might be someone who has business expertise or ability but wants to know more about the telecom.
Sure.
Or we call it ICT often. We hear all the time IT, but ICT is actually information and communications technology.
Okay.
So that's that person would really fall under the business. And then, as you mentioned, technical is really the Cisco courses. And what a lot of the students enjoy about the program is that if they do choose that technical track, they have the opportunity to sit for the Cisco test after completing those four classes.
And being Cisco certified.
So they can become Cisco certified.
Huge. Let's take a step back.
Sure.
This program, a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, I think.
Yeah,
I think
it
was actually spring of the previous year that I'd heard about
April of 2010.
And you're, we got $150,000 from AT&T. And I'm looking and I'm going, well, if they're giving us $150,000 for this program, then they have something at stake. Well, they sure do.
Sure.
Because if we have qualified individuals, that's, I think you would put it best, it's a bigger pool from which they can choose their next employees.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it was really exciting for us because it wasn't that we were out there fishing or trying to find necessarily anyone to sponsor. Or, I mean, they approached us and said, hey, we're really interested in, you know, developing a curriculum and we'd love to work with you, HFCC. And so we were obviously thrilled at that opportunity because they see their, you know, being a huge need in the market. They see that they're currently, you know, a lot of these telecommunications companies are doing their own training from within. So they're doing internal training and they have to start from ground zero in explaining, you know, a lot of the electrical aspects for a person that they're, you know, investing in. They have to explain a lot about the industry and trends within the industry. And when they came to us and they were so instrumental in developing the curriculum along with some of our really sage and experienced instructors here in the area, what they really were hoping was that they would in the end have a large group of students that they could then contact for, you know, employment opportunities. I always try to be really clear that there is no guarantee, you know, that you'll go to work with AT&T, but definitely AT&T and definitely the subsidiaries in some of the other companies that were involved in the process have really pledged a lot of loyalty to us.
That is awesome. We're speaking with Rachel Christensen. I best describe you as adjunct in the administrative capacity.
Sure, exactly.
Program advisor here at the college and very, very much a big part of the 21st Century Technical Communications program we're talking about now. And by the way, this is Campus Connection and the second anniversary for Lindsay and Dennis. This is our 2-year anniversary. Isn't that neat?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great.
She rarely forgets my name now. A year ago, though, it was,
It was tough.
And she was like, and you,
baby steps, right?
She would snap and go and point. And you know, great radio. I'm teasing. Rachel, let's talk about why people would take this class. What is, do we have an idea of what the trends are, the outlook?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really optimistic right now. We've had a lot of interest. I recently, we just did a huge marketing push, so the information about this program was sent out to a lot of the, I think it was 42 different newspapers in Michigan and the surrounding areas. So
we got it at the Mirror News.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Kurt did a really nice job.
Kurt Krug. He's working full-time now out of the communications department here at the college, and what a wonderful asset, seriously.
Oh, he's great. And he really did it. He put a nice piece together, and so this was sent out to several different news and media information companies, and so we're really hoping that it gets more interest. But yeah, we have we haven't exactly pinned down a direct number yet, but we are growing the program pretty quickly, and we have some strong numbers that we're looking at for the winter. So I'll know more after this semester is completed. So,
but job outlook wise, I think you had said that, up to 2020 or was it?
Yeah, it was like 2018 was the most recent, you know, Department of Labor and Statistics that I could find was that it was going to be a steady incline. I mean, there was going, or, you know, it was going to be continuing
an increase
until that year. And I mean, that's as far as they had projected out. So,
that's
you know,
fine.
potentially even beyond that. So, you know, it's nice to know when I'm advising a student that you can say, you know, with all that, you know, comfort and level of security, you know, to say to a student, this is a great program to go into because there are jobs.
Well, and I'll go back to it. I mean, why would AT&T invest that much money into something if they weren't going to, if there wasn't, it wasn't a positive for them?
Right.
Obviously, I mean, again, companies are in this to make money.
Well,
let's
be realistic. And I've had so many different companies. I mean, even this morning when I came in, I opened an email from, I won't say the name of the company, but a really large cable provider, and she had sent me 2 new job postings to share with my students. So I think that this is only going to grow as, you know, it gets even more and more interesting.
That was my next thing. I mean, this, for people wondering what the practical application of 21st century technical communications program, cable companies, this is monstrous.
Absolutely.
Because not only, I mean, they're in all facets of technology, home and business, which would include actual phones, in addition, internet and, well, in my house, cable TV is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, Is there a trend in that industry? I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now the whole trend is the bundling. I think we hear that phrase or that buzzword a lot about bundling, but I think that's huge because, you know, many of these companies now you can rent movies or download movies on your iPhone or, you know, and that's actually becoming a huge trend too. So the ability for someone to be able to navigate those different systems or come and troubleshoot a program, you know, there's just so many different, you know, avenues and areas that they can go once they get that information.
Cisco training alone, though, I know a couple students they took, and they're talking. I mean, there's some pretty high dollar amounts on the jobs right out of college.
Absolutely, I mean, it's really amazing for, you know, we have an instructor here on campus who's Todd Browning is very instrumental in the Cisco programs, and you know, he just says the opportunities for that technical side of this program, you know, are really limitless as far as, you know, he can tell. So
what would you tell somebody that's coming in, that maybe somebody that's listening that's not currently going to school or is thinking about coming back, maybe a non-traditional student? Yeah. We're going to go through something we wanted to mention at the top of the hour is that the time is almost upon us to register for winter classes.
Right.
It starts October 31st, which we'll go into detail about that. But if somebody wanted to do this, the first thing to do is get in here and register, yes?
Absolutely. I would, you know, definitely be welcome to hear, you know, from anyone that has any questions, even if they're not sure if it's right for them, if they're interested in, you know, posing questions or sitting down talking with me. I would love to do that. But actually, we're having two information sessions here on campus coming up next month. One is on Monday, November 14th. And it's from 1 to 2 on campus here.
That's in the Barry Amphitheater.
That's in the Barry Amphitheater. Okay. Yep. And then there's going to be one as well on Tuesday, November 15th from 5 to 6, also in the Barry Amphitheater.
And they're the point of these are redundant, right?
Yeah,
we're hoping somebody can make one of
them. Come to one or the other, sure. And we're going to do, you know, a light dinner or lunch depending on the day and time. And if you could, you know, give us a call. And if you're interested in coming, just give us a call either by contacting me at 313-845-6470 or sending me an email. And my email address is rakristensen@hfcc.edu.
The good news is this, the article of which we spoke from Kurt Anthony Krug actually came out on the 20th of September. So you can look at hfcc.edu and it's right there, HFCC's 21st Century Technical Communications Program. And the phone number again is 313-845-6470 if you're interested in more about the program. And is that your direct line, Rachel?
It is. And it might be easier just to go to that page and link on rather than try to spell my last name.
And that's what I was getting is if you go to that page, your phone number, your email address, as well as a direct link to this particular program on the website are all available there for everybody. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Dennis. I've had a great time.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're celebrating. We're going to continue. We have some non-commercial messages coming up, and this is Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis, the second anniversary edition of this absolutely mind-blowing show. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. Please stay tuned.
Trade and Apprentice Education Division of the Henry Ford Community College is excited to present a new 10-credit-hour renewable energy certificate program. The content of the courses will be structured to inform the students of both present and future renewable energy concepts. This certificate program should interest students who are looking for an alternative to our current reliance on fossil fuels. To learn more about this program, please contact the Trade and Apprentice Education Division at 313-845-9609 or on the internet at www.hfcc.edu.
Performing arts are an important facet of life. There is no substitute for the relationship between audience and performer. Your contributions to the Henry Ford Community College Theater Program enable students and faculty to continue promoting HFCC's artistic standards. By becoming a member of the Friends of HFCC Theater, you are allowing the theater program to prosper through establishing a scholarship fund, improving costume and scene shop facilities, and enabling the continuation of musical theater productions. For more information on becoming a Friend of HFCC Theater, call 313-845-6478.
I'm so tempted to sing along, but there's
right?
no words.
I always sing along. You don't sing along?
You make up.
Yeah.
Hey, so just to paint a picture here, you're dressed up a little bit, a little extra special here for your second anniversary. What would you call that you're wearing there?
This is sassafras.
It's sassafras? Is that what it's?
This right. is sassafras.
All right. I have no idea what that means, but I'm just going to run with it. Anyway, we already had, we're halfway through the show, and we had two guests already. This is not a normal show. Usually we're stumbling and bumbling and... We have a lot of stuff to go over here. You know that, right?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you say so.
We have tons of stuff.
All
and
right.
we have plenty of time, Dennis. Look
well,
at that.
Well, what really,
Minutes upon minutes.
What scares me is that we have lots of stuff to go over and all the pile of paperwork is in front of me.
It's all in front of you. I was just going to say, can I have some of that?
I would love that if you talk about this there. Because I did actually visit that yesterday.
Did you? Well, if you visited it, what did you think of this?
Well, I guess I gave you the paper.
You gave me the paper.
So that you'll know about it. Everyone in that... knows about Henry Ford Community College should know about the Sasan Gallery. It's an art gallery in the McKenzie Fine Arts Building. Just really neat stuff. They had the ALMA. I think it actually may be on there.
ALMA College 30th Annual Statewide Print Competition.
And that was the last exhibit they had, and that was the last one.
We discussed this on our last show.
Well, what's going on right now is, I think it's called Gumption and Gunpowder.
Yes, I thought this sounded really cool.
Tell me what that says, and I'll tell you if it's true.
Tell me if it's true.
Yeah,
okay.
Whatever.
Wisniewski. What is it?
Wisniewski.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I butchered his name on our last show, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Gumption. I messed that up, too. But
okay.
Anyway.
You were tired.
His expressive paintings, are on display at the Sisson Art Gallery, and they demonstrate a history of the American Old West.
It's amazing. Tell me the dates on that. That's the one thing I didn't remember.
The reception was October 3rd,
right.
So that's long done from 6 to 8. And this is going through Monday.
November?
No, Thursday. I'm sorry. November 23rd.
Okay.
So plenty more time to go check this out.
Let me hit some key points here. First of all, it's really cool. Okay. Second of all, it's free. Third of all, it's open to anybody that can park in our parking lot and walk through the door in the McKenzie Fine Arts.
Is it large? Is there a lot of work on display? Because this doesn't really tell me much. Yeah.
Yeah. How many? And these are big. Okay. Lindsay, over your right shoulder, do you see the window that goes into Studio B?
Mm-hmm.
All of the artwork is that big.
Okay. To our listeners.
Yeah.
How big would you say that here is? In Studio
4x4?
A. Yeah, sure. It's pretty big.
4x4?
Yeah.
They're huge.
That's what Dennis says.
And they're really cool. Some of them are almost caricature types. Like there's two that are a little smaller. They're more rectangular than square, and they're facing each other, and they're two guys with guns ready to draw.
So it's totally American Old West.
Yeah. Okay. But that was almost cartoony, but some of them are a little bit more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, I mean, the gun is bigger than life, and he's holding it out, and it's in perspective, so his body's a little bit smaller, but the gun is thrust right in your face.
Makes me think of the Great Train Robbery, the first Old West.
That's what
Western, the shot at the end of the film where he holds the gun to the audience and shoots it.
Oh, wow. We saw that in our
film history class with Tom Hopkins here at HFCC.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first time that a shot was done like that. And it, this makes me think of that. I'm on the right track with that.
I think you are. I think you're on the right track. Right. Anyway, there's a lot in there. There's a, if I had to guess how many pieces of art are in there, I would say 15.
Cool.
And all that size and all wonderful and all big bushy mustaches with big cowboy hats and bigger than life and almost caricatures to a degree, but not quite. Just short of that. Just short of comic. It wasn't a parody,
no.
But it was definitely a different way of looking at the Old West. And amazing. And then there's my favorite shot, actually. Do you remember, and I think it's from the same movie that you're talking about, wasn't that with Fonda? And it was one of the bad, only bad roles he ever played.
No, The Great Train Robbery was silent film.
Oh,
from,
no.
Like, wait, no.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a movie that had a Great Train Robbery, not the title of the movie. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember Tom showing us the movie that had had Fonda, Henry Fonda, and it was like one of the few times he played a bad guy? And they showed it in the beginning, and they're waiting for a train to show up.
Was that the Once Upon a Time in the West, a Sergio Leone, I believe.
I think you're right.
Yes, it was Spaghetti Western.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it was awesome. And this, you'll see when you walk in there, there's a painting that includes like six people. And the way it's set up, it reminds me of that. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was the influence for that piece of art.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the Sisson Gallery. That's
going
on.
I'm going to go check that out. It's going on all the way until November 23rd.
Yeah.
I don't have any times.
It's open all the time.
It's open all the time.
Yeah, 12. I think the actual art gallery is open from 12 to 6.
Okay.
Monday through Friday.
It's not open on the weekend, huh?
No, it's not.
No.
Nope.
That's a bummer.
Can we move on to this?
Let's move on to that.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
Chris Bremer, a wonderful gentleman.
Who we speak of often.
We talk about him a lot.
Yes.
He taught my directing class and just a great guy. Teaches a theater appreciation class here as well. And he teaches at the JET, the Jewish Ensemble Theater in West Bloomfield.
Mm-hmm.
Or doesn't teach there. He's the director, the managing director. But he teaches here, and he's also the director of Sleeping Beauty, November 4th through November 20th. And this is brought to you by the Theater Arts Program. Actually, it's for the... There's a special name for it. For children. It's a special theater for children. And as you can imagine, Sleeping Beauty very much is for kids. But the way Chris does it, from what I'm told, they're building the set right now. It's
people,
awesome.
People often think of like the Walt Disney one. There's a more classic.
This is, yeah, actually.
I believe.
I'm not positive.
I read this earlier.
I just know the focus. Let me, Jerry Jablonski has a quote right here. He says, "This is Sleeping Beauty as it's never been seen before. The talented theater students here at HFCC will take you on a mystical journey full of magic and laughter in a twist of the beloved fairy tale. This endearing fable is sure to keep adults and children alike on the edge of their seats and thoroughly entertained." This is
How about some prices? We got some prices on there?
Of course.
For children, families.
Gotta put me on the spot.
Adults, well.
Yeah, it runs Friday through Sundays, as most of our productions do here, beginning November 4th. The show times are Fridays and Saturdays at 7, Sundays at 2 for the matinee. Ticket prices are $12 for adults, $10 for students with valid ID, and $6 for student ages 12 and under.
Wonderful.
Ticket prices for groups of 10 or more are $5 per seat. Now, this is important. If anybody out there is listening and you're a parent of a young person, very young, I mean like elementary school level,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're an instructor whatever.
I know where you're going with this.
Well, HFCC, they offer a production run for the event for school audience in grades 1 through 8. It's actually Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m., November 7th through the 18th. So from the 7th through the 18th, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m., it's a one hour show, and admission is $3 per student. Adults and chaperones are free.
Awesome.
So if you wanted to come here with mm-hmm. your daughter in her class, you'd be free. She gets in for $3. Everybody does. They carpool. It's a great deal. Well, you know, schools are cutting back.
Yeah.
Getting a bus isn't an option so much anymore.
Yeah, going on field trips, they're dwindling down. When I was a kid, I went on field trips all the time.
So did I. We went to Greenfield Village. We went there.
I've only been on it to a handful of field trips, and my daughter's the whole... She's in fifth grade now.
Things cost money.
Yeah.
You know, things are pricey. So anyway, this is a really inexpensive way to do it. To recap, the actual performances for everyone but the young people, the grades 1 through 8 during the day, those day matinee shows, are again Fridays through Sundays, November 4th through the 20th. And it's at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday.
November 4th through the 20th?
Yeah, November 4th November 20th.
We will definitely be giving reminders.
Well, not only that, I would like to, if we could have a couple of the actors.
Some of the actors, exactly. You read my mind.
I read your mind.
I would like Sleeping Beauty awake in here.
Yeah.
For our next show.
2 years together, I think I can read your mind. No, seriously, yeah. There's actually, the way they're doing this, I'll share this with you. They actually I could be really talking out of school here, and I'm okay with that. The four male parts are all the four male actors play all the four roles. So they alternate. So they had to learn all the male roles, and then they will alternate. And one will be a frog, one will be a prince, one will be the king.
Oh, interesting.
And each one, and then the next show, they may be something different. I think that's really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, so that it'll be always be a different – I may go see more than once. But we'll have them in talking about it. We'll have some of the actors in here. We'll talk about the challenges that are involved, have them on here. Our next show, which is November 8th.
Fun.
Yeah. So we'll do that. That's Sleeping Beauty. Please call 313-845-9817. 313-845-9817. That's for more information and reservations.
To get your tickets.
Yes.
Get your tickets.
All right. I think I'm the one that has all everything.
You have everything. I do want to mention something coming up, though.
Please.
It's the WHFR benefit concert, which we do yearly here for the Fall Blues Benefit, which is always held at New Place Lounge.
Yeah.
And that's coming up October 22nd, Saturday from 9 to 1 a.m. And donations are taken at the door. It's $5 donation and come in. I just wanted to do a quick mention of it because it's a really important thing that we have been doing for a long time.
We just had the record show last week.
Yeah, the record show was last week, and this the Detroit Blues Society has been a big part of this in the many years that we've been doing it. I should know what annual it is, Dennis, and I don't know. Do you know by chance?
No.
It's been going on for quite a few years. We've been having the Fall Blues Benefit Concert.
It's been going on for years, and we're really grateful. You know what else is taking place on that day? And this would be a great way. Okay, you do the Blues Benefit in the evening, right?
Yes.
What time is that?
It's beginning at 9.
9 p.m.
9 p.m.
It's a New Place Lounge on Michigan Ave.
Yes.
Right? Which is just, and I believe it's on the south side of Michigan Ave, just east of Outer Drive.
Very, very well. Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's just east of Nolan, isn't it?
Yeah. Hague Street?
Yeah, it's right there.
Right there in the corner of Hague Street.
Good call. Yeah. But I have something that people can do between 8 and 2 on that same day. The 22nd of October is called Make a Difference Day.
Ah.
This is absolutely huge. HFCC in partnership with United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Also, U of M, D Next Door, Medina University, Oakland Community College, Mary Grove College, and Wayne State University. We will host Make a Difference Day Saturday, October 22nd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is huge. This is all volunteers. Give you an idea. There's on-site, which will be here at Henry Ford Community College. Actually, there will be representatives at all of these colleges I just mentioned. The agency is Arts and Scraps. You can kind of imagine what that's doing, right? And volunteers will assist with the making of art kits. That's what they're going to do. And then these art kits will be given away, and then it'll keep the youngsters busy. This is Make a Difference Day. Another one. The agency will be Brenda Scott Middle School, and the project will be volunteers will assist with the Osborne Community Garden Project. That's always a big deal, the garden projects around town.
Do you by chance know where that school is?
Brenda Scott Middle School. No, I do not, but I do know that any questions, because I'm going to give an online.
I was just going to say, let's figure out
how online registration.
Find those things out, yes.
But if we have questions, 313-845-9865. 313-845-9865 will put you in touch with somebody that can answer all of your questions.
Wonderful.
There's a couple other things too. Salvation Army, Gleaners Detroit, which is...
We do work with them.
Sure. And yeah. Volunteers will sort and pack food boxes. So there's something for everybody. It's your choice. You can go online. This is tough. The actual website is pretty long. So please go to hfcc.edu. There's a thing for Make a Difference Day right on the homepage. Click on that. It's going to tell you everything you need. Okay.
Awesome.
Is that good?
Wonderful. Make a Difference.
Cool. You want to talk about that?
Well,
you have something right there.
Well, something's coming up right after Make a Difference Day on October 25th.
Yeah.
It's the Middle Eastern Visions 3. It's the Middle Eastern Film Fest.
That is really
new.
That actually goes on for a week or so?
It goes on for more than a week.
Really?
Yeah, for almost an entire month, October 25th to November 29th in the Barry Auditorium. That's in the big blue building with all the windows.
Right.
The Andrew Mazzero Administrative Services and Conference Center building, also known as the Big Blue Building with all the windows.
I think that's the only thing. We call it that. Anytime I say that to people, they look at me like I'm like, what?
No, they're like, oh, I heard that on Campus Connection.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what they say.
They never say that to me. There's step on my toe.
Anyway, in that big building, with a blue building with all the windows, they're going to be screening every Tuesday will be the films of... about the Arab world, and it's going to be focusing on compelling political and cultural themes that have propelled the Arab Spring.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. Very nice. If you need any information, more information about this, you can call 845-6457. This is free.
Yep.
I love when we do free stuff, I Dennis.
I have something that is not only free, but you could make provide up to $30,000 per year. This is crazy.
Wait.
The Jack Kent Cook Foundation has opened the application process for the largest scholarship available to students from community colleges. Mm. It's called the Jack Kent Cook Foundation Scholarships for HFCC students. And we've been honored to have, we've had three winners in the past, one of them last year. And even recent HFCC alumni are eligible to apply, Lindsay.
Oh. That would be me.
That would be you.
Yeah, I could win. What is it, $30,000?
I'll read this whole thing. The Jack Kent Cook Foundation's undergraduate transfer scholarship makes it possible for the nation's top community college students to complete their bachelor's degrees by transferring to a four-year college or university. The foundation provides up to $30,000 per year to each of approximately 50 deserving students selected annually, making it the largest private scholarship for two-year and community college transfer students in the country.
Wow.
Each award is intended to cover a significant share of the student's education. Like, I'd say so.
Yeah.
30 grand.
Do you know how quick 30 grand is spent when you transfer?
True.
That includes
tuition, living expenses, books, and required fees for the final 2 to 3 years necessary to achieve a bachelor degree. Awards may vary by individual based on the cost of tuition, as well as other grants or scholarships the student may receive. The application deadline is Friday, November 4th. So we have a little bit of time, but not much.
Yeah, get on it.
And the best way for more information, contact Dr. Nabil Abraham, who is the director of our honors program here, at 313-845-6460. Dr. Nabil Abraham, 313-845-6460. And you can also check out the Jack Kent Cook Foundation website.
We are running tight on time, but real quick though,
yeah.
Can you say, I don't know if I like spaced out during that, qualifications, you just got to be a
transfer student.
Transfer student.
That's all it says.
That's it.
Yep.
Awesome. And then take advantage, people out there.
But on. I mean, obviously, it's going to be, it's very competitive.
Well,
so,
yeah.
I mean, we don't have, I'm not privy right now to the qualifications, the requirements or whatever. But I mean, your grade point,
you
obviously
need to be
there's a lot of things that go into this, student, but you have to be, I would imagine you have to be a pretty serious student. Yeah.
Yeah.
The website though, just really quickly, it's for the Jack Kent Cook Foundation is www.jkcf.org. JKCF, Jack Kent Cook Foundation, jkcf.org. Okay.
Awesome.
Cool beans.
Wonderful.
What do you got there?
Oh, you ready for this?
I am. I'm beyond ready.
HFCC's 5101, you know.
Oh, my. Yeah. Are we jumping the gun a little here?
Are we?
10 minutes, too?
Well,
here.
What do you have?
I have.
We'll just do a little tease.
This
5101
is
coming
this
up.
This is something every, I remember for the first, well, we haven't been on, we've been on the air for 2 years, but you weren't a student here for the full amount. So for the first, like, okay, the entire duration that you were at this college, you talked about how, you know, you do fine on assignments, but then when it came time to take the test,
you'd freeze
up.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Yeah.
You'd freak out a little bit. And I think that's very normal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would give you a hard time about it and look at you kind of funny when you'd say it, but the reality is that's more common than not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have something going on here that's kind of cool. It's called it's Stop Test Anxiety Seminars. They're absolutely free. Two students. Okay. So the students that are listening, they've already done a little bit of it. And what's that?
I was just going to say HFCC's been offering these quite a bit in the past. We've discussed
For years. Yeah, but they've already done two of the sessions. And each session includes four visits. And it's important. They tell people the session dates and times. They tell them right out of the gate, you have to go to all of them. Mm-hmm. So don't think you're going to come up for one out of these four or two or whatever and get the full effect. You'll still have anxiety, I guess, or whatever. But the point of this, the counseling office hosts these test anxiety sessions. And they're given by John Carroll, who's a counselor here. He's out of the counseling office, and he uses hypnosis to relieve this anxiety. And it's, from everything I've heard, is extremely effective. yeah, you got to do your part as the student and, you know, kind of follow the program.
Yeah.
But it does the rest. And the one that there's only one left, it's Tuesday, November 15th. We'll reiterate this next during our next show. And how come the first one has four sessions, the second one has three, and the third one has three? So it's November 15th, 22nd, and 29th.
Anxiety will lessen and lessen and apparently, lessen each time.
more than giving, because this is something, obviously, it's going to be November 15th, which is a little over a month away. And I'm bringing it up now because from what I understand, it's pretty crazy. People do this. There's a lot of people that get involved. And it is first come, first serve. So if you tend to freak out before tests, this is the answer. Stop Test Anxiety Seminar. And the deadline for registration is the 14th of, what's that?
I was just going to say, you just need to be a student.
You have to be a student. But the actual sessions are the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th of November. Those are on Tuesdays in LRC room 121 from 2 to 3:30 in the afternoon. Check it out. Go to, this again is on the website, hfcc.edu. Go to Campus Life. It's right on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did I explain that right? It'll hypnotize you so you're not afraid anymore. You can probably use this on other things in your life. Go check it out. All right. And last but not least, before we jump into Oktoberfest, this is really neat. On Wednesday, October 26th, HFCC Job Placement Office is pleased to host Walt Disney World
this
on campus.
This is what I was thinking of. I'm sorry. I thought it in my head.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's cool. From 1 to 3 in the 4-4 Auditorium, which is in the what building?
Yeah.
The big blue building with all the windows. 1 to 3 p.m. on Wednesday, October 26th. Walt Disney World is coming to campus. Disney's going to be here.
Yes.
A representative from Disney is going to present a discussion titled Leadership, Hospitality, Customer Service, and Doing Things the Disney Way.
I like that.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that's good enough to repeat. Leadership, hospitality, customer service, and doing things the Disney way. We've all heard this stuff. When you work for Disney World, let's say, for example, you're an actor and you play a character at Disney World, like maybe Mickey or Goofy or whatever. You get dressed downstairs. Downstairs meaning under the park.
There's a series
of dressing rooms and tunnels and all this stuff. And it's like a city below the ground. And then when you're ready, you go up the stairs. You come up in some obscure place in the park so nobody can see you. And the whole point is to keep this illusion from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
If you're caught taking your head off. If you're Mickey and some poor kid sees you smoking a cigarette with your head off. I mean, that's going to kill the... Well, okay, that... You know what I mean.
Yes, yeah,
that's
I know what you mean. No, it's
my
not.
My point is...
That is not the Disney way, Dennis.
No, that's not
the... That's pretty much what Dennis is trying to say. It's not the Disney way.
The Disney way is very structured, but it's very effective.
Yes.
So,
yeah, it's a spectacle. And it's very much...
Everything's about that.
Yeah.
So it's leadership, hospitality, customer service, and doing things the Disney way. That's going to be...
And they're coming here.
Wednesday, October 26th from 1 to 3... PM in the 4-4 Auditorium. If you want more information, call the Job Placement Office. Call Chad at 313-845-9618. That's 313-845-9618 to learn more about Disney.
I wonder if they're going to talk about Disney Radio.
I don't know.
Huh.
I'm kind of, I mean, this is something that I think we should see.
Yeah.
Do I have a class? No.
No? Well,
no, I'm good. I'm there.
Check it out. You know, it's a radio day.
College Radio Day.
College Radio is very, very, very important to you and I.
Well,
here
we
at
WHFR.
Yes. 26 years, 25 years on the air.
This is our 26
years.
Let me tell you something. When I go to the MAB on November 4th, I go to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters next conference.
Yeah.
And I meet all kinds of people from all over the state that are involved in radio and television. And it never fails to amaze me how great we have it here. We can take a 1-credit hour class that meets once a week for 2 hours for only 8 weeks. If we are diligent with our studying and pass the test, we can pitch a show and 2 years later we're talking about our anniversary.
Pay $10 a semester.
And we pay $10 a semester. Yes, we're volunteers. We're having more fun than we probably deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
But it wouldn't be possible without
HFCC
college radio.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So we always end the show. We try to on this note. And
College food. This college, contrary
to the reputation, yes, this is good stuff.
Henry Ford Community College, not only their 5101 restaurant, which we're going to talk about right now, their Skylight Cafe. I always tell you, every time I come in for our show, second Tuesday of every month, I eat food in the Skylight Cafe because I miss it.
You had their chicken chili today. It's amazing.
Yes. All their food is amazing.
Really good.
Doesn't matter. I left and I went on to bigger and better things, but I miss the food here.
You come back. That's good.
Yes. going on tomorrow is Oktoberfest at the 5101. They are celebrating Oktoberfest. It's been an ongoing tradition here at the college, and it's an event that is filled with food and fun.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to only be $14 a person. And open to the public, they're going to have a cash bar offering beer and wine.
Okay.
How can you have Oktoberfest without beer, right?
I agree.
Here at 5101, they're going to have beer and wine and a menu, which includes Berlin-style roast pork loin with apricot glaze.
I love when you talk. No, seriously. Your whole... Everything changes when you start talking about this stuff.
Like
you get kind
food.
Of your voice lowers
Foodie.
A little bit. Yeah, no, this is fun.
I love the food. Nice.
This is why
there's
we do
this. There's a rouladen of beef and a savory brown sauce.
All right.
Yes. Bratwurst.
Now you're all self-conscious.
I know. I'm wearing sassafras.
Sassafras, for God's sakes.
Knackwurst with sauerkraut spätzles, hot German potato salad, Bavarian potato soup. I would just eat that and eat that and eat that.
I know. Potato soup, isn't it
so good? I love
so
potato
good?
Soup, yes.
Oh, my God.
Glazed baby carrots, braised red cabbage, sweet and sour cabbage salad, bohemian applesauce. Mm. That sounds fun.
It does.
Right? Yeah.
I don't even care what's in it.
It just sounds fun. Cucumbers with sour cream and dill, beet salad, cranberry apple relish, and assorted relish tray.
Right.
All this for $14 and a cash bar with beer and wine.
Can you believe? And then that doesn't include the desserts, right?
Oh, God. And then the desserts are. They will have the Black Forest Torte, apple strudel. How can you have Oktoberfest without apple strudel? Cheesecake of all different types. The cheesecake here at 5101 is just mind-blowing.
When they do their bake sale, and they had one last week, I should have got one for it. It was incredible.
I missed the bake sales
here,
too. Actually,
I got the pineapple torte. Well, it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's some good food here.
Well, they do the pumpkin roll thing, too. I bought that once before, and I conveniently bought it when the rest of the family was out of town. So it was just
wise.
Me in the pumpkin roll.
Well, they had a pumpkin cheesecake that I didn't get a chance to try. But,
They're going to have a German stolen bread, too. It's stolen.
Yeah.
No, it's not spelled like that. It's... Are you German pronouncing stolen that? Bread.
Yeah. Okay, so it's $14.
$14 going on tomorrow, and it is from 6 to 8... Yes, dinner is from 6 to 8. And
you have to hit reservations. I know that they're probably not required, but they are so recommended.
Yes, there is lunch, and that's available from 11 to 1. You really should make reservations because they fill up in here.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, 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 very full. Call 206-5101 to make your reservation. And, it's going to be... It's gonna be pretty cool. It's gonna be pretty cool.
It's gonna be beyond pretty cool. I'm actually. That's kind of the plan. Do you know? I know it's time. I know.
It's time.
2 years. I know we were talking about this for a couple months. Our 2 year anniversary. I'm going to actually try to wrangle you coming back in about 10 days. Jay's out of town for
the
public affairs show that we do here, the new WHFR Journal. And of course, when Jay's away, the rest of us play.
That could be a lot of fun.
Okay. So, yeah, think about that. But for Campus Connection, again, this is Lindsay and Dennis. We've been doing this for 2 years. We couldn't without listeners. So, thank you.
Thank you. Make sure you register for your winter classes coming up very, very soon.
Yeah.
31st, right?
The 31st is when you can start. You can go online and do it there if you're already registered as a student at the college. Our next show, November 8th. It's a Tuesday. Yes. If I'm not right, then, whatever. It'll be that day. What?
Make sure to stop by the New Place Lounge Saturday, October 22nd for the Fall Blues Benefit.
Cool.
And it's only a $5 donation, and it's to keep things like college radio right here at WHFR to keep us going.
Happy College Radio
Day. Happy College Radio Day.
And happy anniversary. All right, guys. We'll talk to you in a month. Have a great day and be nice to each other.
See you then.
from Henry Ford Community College.